Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We would love to hear about that dating deal breaker you encountered when getting to know someone. Or when were you the one that did the deal breaker and you were the one that got broken up with because of it? 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, the number to text. John from Tacoma, what was that dating deal breaker for you?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, John.
What's up, John?
Okay. I took her to a restaurant, and my God, I've never seen somebody so rude to staff as she was. Oh. And I just couldn't take it. I won't even send something back to the kitchen, even if it's a little off, because I don't want it coming back, you know, played with or anything. And when you're rude to somebody, then you're just asking for it.
Yeah, that is a massive. Did you finish the date, or did you just like, hey, I can't handle someone who's being a D to the service?
Oh no, I finished the date and I just never took her out again.
Yeah,
I mean that would be a deal breaker for me. That's a deal breaker even with friends. Like I can't go to a restaurant with somebody like that.
It changes my opinion of someone in an instant. Like, that's all I need to know about you. Like if you're a jerk to someone who's just trying to do their job, like go F yourself. Have you ever had to send anything back to someone?
I've never sent anything back.
I've only sent something back when it was like, even the waiter was just like, yeah, what's up with that? It was like a burger, and I remember asking for it well done, and this thing was still practically mooing. Yeah. And I was like, ah, man, I'm not trying to be difficult, but this is like completely pink inside. And he looked and goes, oh, yeah. It had that look like, don't worry, we'll take care of it. And I was like, I'm so sorry, but no, at no point am I going to go off the handle.
No. Annie from Allen. What was that dating deal breaker for you?
Hi. I was kind of new to Washington, and somebody set me up with a guy, and he picked me up. It was a day date, and he picked me up, so I get in his truck, and there's this huge, gigantic bull mastiff in the back seat going on the date with us. So we get to a restaurant, and he doesn't want to leave the dog in the truck. So he gets out and takes the dog in the restaurant and tries to tell him it's a service dog.
Oh my God.
And so I just turn and walk out, and I call my son. I'm like, come get me. There's no way I'm doing this. I mean, I'm retired from the Institute for Deaf and Blind, so that is a huge deal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, on a different level, not just, hey, this is weird that you're bringing your dog to eat with us, but also you had to deal with situations where people do need service animals.
Right, exactly.
And bull mastiffs, they drool like mother effers, don't they?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, not only did he lick the back of my head the whole way through the day. I mean,
the dog or the guy?
Right.
I said the dog or the guy?
No, the dog. Sorry.
206-803-ROCK. Cassandra, you
love
are
dogs.
I do. Like, I'd be
and
excited.
I feel like you even wouldn't have dealt with that.
I would have been like, can I keep this dog?
Okay.
I'm bad. Cassandra in Tacoma, what was that dating deal breaker for you?
Well, I met a gentleman on Plenty of Fish, and we had been talking for like 2 weeks, and he took a trip to Scotland for business. He got stuck in Scotland and he needed me to make a transaction of $500,000
no!
so that he could return to Seattle. And it was going to be via Bitcoin, and I needed to open an account for him. Oh. And I went left. I said, no, I don't want anything to do with your money. Thanks for talking. I blocked him once, and then he tried to follow me on WhatsApp.
Well, the poor guy's stuck in Scotland. You got to help him out.
Under like three different names. He like kept on contacting me via WhatsApp, and I even went as far as filing a police report.
Because this is like the plot to like these Netflix documentaries that Danny watches all the time.
Yeah.
No, and there is actually a Netflix show out there about women getting scammed for money. Yeah.
Ooh. And like you lived it, like granted, like you were onto him, but like you know, in some situation, I'm sure he's scammed other people.
Love, con, revenge. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, the show on Netflix is called Love Con.
Yep,
oh,
it's brand
man.
New.
It's just bananas.
Crazy, damn, $500,000
Bitcoin.
Let's go.
The Daily Mix.
Steve, I would like to congratulate you on what happened earlier this morning, and that was you getting your 300th win at Beat Migs.
And I appreciate you sending me $500,000 in Bitcoin to celebrate such a momentous occasion.
Yes, the only way to celebrate. If you'd like to play Beat Migs, call 206-803-ROCK. We play the next version of Beat Migs at 7:50.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.